Hi everyone. In this video, we'll talk about how to build big data solution in Azure. This is Mustafa Al-Zaghbi. I'm senior technical evangelist at Microsoft. This is my Twitter handle at Mustafa Al-Zaghbi. So in this video, we'll be covering what are the available cluster types we have in Azure. You will see that the Hadoop clusters that Microsoft has included within Azure, it's called HD Insight. And the HD Insight cluster contains four types of Hadoop clusters where you will be able to provision HBase, Storm, Spark, and HDFS clusters within Azure. And also you will be able to understand how to do some data processing using Apache, Storm, and Spark cluster that we have in Azure. What's HD Insight? HD Insight is the Microsoft implementation of Hadoop ecosystem components in the cloud. So Microsoft took the open source Hadoop ecosystem components that's available in the open source, tested and packaged it to an enterprise class Hadoop ecosystem components, and they made it available on Azure as a cloud platform options. So if you are familiar with, you know, provisioning HBase cluster or Apache Storm or Apache Spark, you'll be able to provision any of these Hadoop ecosystem components. Since it's open source, you'll be able to do it even locally in your computer. But Microsoft made it easy for you and for developers, the data scientists and architect to provision Hadoop ecosystem components in few minutes. You will see that within very few options, you'll be able to provision different types of clusters within Azure. And so you don't need really worry about all the networking, all the infrastructure that you need to do, the virtualization that you need to set up. It's very easy to scale it up or scale it down within Microsoft Azure. You also have to know that the HD Insight clusters are available into two different options. So you'll be able to provision HD Insight clusters on Windows and on Linux as well. So in terms of Windows, the Hadoop cluster will be provisioned on a Windows Server 2012 R2. And in case of the Linux, it will be a Hadoop cluster on Ubuntu. So you have to know that even if you like the Linux flavor of HD Insight or you want a Storm cluster on Linux, it's still available. It's not just for Windows. So you will be able to deploy or provision Hadoop clusters either in Windows or Linux using HD Insight. So the cool thing about Azure HD Insight that's easy to provision, easy to scale, and it gives you all the framework, you know, to design, ingest, process, and report big data solution in the cloud. So we have four types of clusters in Azure. The first one, which is Hadoop cluster, which is Hadoop file system cluster. The second type, which is HBase, which basically the storage, if you would like to build, you know, or store NoSQL, basically it's the Hadoop NoSQL database. So HBase is the second option. The third cluster type is a Storm and Spark. It's in a preview as we record this video. So if you want to do any data processing in Hadoop, you'll be able either to provision Storm or Spark clusters as well. So basically, with Azure, basically you're gonna skip all the maintaining and purchasing hardware. I mean, I tried, you know, a few times to provision, you know, Hadoop cluster from different vendors, and it really took me a lot of time to get it up and running. I got it up and running, but actually it took me a lot of time. Think about it, if I want to do this for every single project, but now with Azure, I'll be able to provision HBase or Storm or Spark clusters literally within 15 minutes. The cluster will be fully provisioned for me, and I'll be able to access it either through the browser or I can RDB to it as I configure it when I provision the cluster type. Also, the cool thing that with HD Insight that has a powerful extensions for languages where you can build C# and Java and .NET solutions using your programming language of choice to basically create or configure or submit Hadoop jobs. So with Hadoop clusters in Azure HD Insight, you will be able not just to submit, you know, MapReduce jobs in Java. No, you'll be able also to do it in a different programming languages in .NET and C#. And this basically make it easier for a lot of developers for basically for non-Java Java developers who like to use .NET or C# to build, you know, a high performance programming extensions or processes that can be submitted to HD Insight clusters. So if you see here from the Azure portal, so you will see that when we try to provision a new HD Insight cluster, you will see that we have four types. Once you give it a unique name, you'll be able to select either Hadoop, which is Hadoop File System, HBase Cluster, Storm, or Spark. What's HBase? HBase is an open source NoSQL database for Hadoop. It's basically modeled after Google Bigtable. So the cool thing about HBase, since it's a NoSQL implementation for Hadoop ecosystem, it basically allows a random access and strong consistency for large amount of structured and even unstructured or semi-structured data in a schemaless database organized by column families. And you will see here that there is a new term called column families for developers who are not familiar with the NoSQL implementation. We'll talk about it in the next slide in an example. But the only thing that I want you to focus on is that every technology stack has its own database management system. So when we talk about Hadoop, so the primary NoSQL database for Hadoop is HBase, where most of the data scientists and engineers, they build schemaless or semi, that contains basically semi or unstructured data that they wanted to storage it, they want to storage this data, and they want to make it easier for them with a beta amount of data, you know, that very easy to access and linearly scale with the number of nodes you add to the cluster. So people goes with the HBase. So the HBase is your choice if you have a structured, unstructured, or semi-structured data in a Hadoop ecosystem. People goes with Hadoop, very easy to scale, it handles petabyte of data, and linearly scale with the number of nodes that you provision within the Hadoop cluster. So in this slide, I want to show, if you don't have any NoSQL implementation or you haven't dealt with any NoSQL database before, so I'm giving you an example or a walkthrough how to map your existing skill set with the relational database management system to a NoSQL, you know, in Hadoop, in HBase. So basically, let's say I have an order table in a relational database management system that has order number, customer name, customer phone, company name, and company address. And you will see here that I, since this order table has two parts of the data, either related to the order, you know, it's order information, either related to the customer or the company. So I created an HBase table, you know, called order, and I created two column family. So the first column family, it's the customer column family, which may have one or more cells, and also the second column family, which is the company. So the only thing that you need to know when you create an HBase table in Hadoop is that number of column family that you want to define with the table. Because after once you define the column family, it's easier then to add or remove cells. So for example, in this case, under the customer column family, I added the customer name and the customer phone. So what about if we change the schema, we want to add more? It's very easy. You can add more cells within the customer column family. The same applies for the company. So this is the concept of the column family in HBase, which basically you have, it's a kind of grouping for columns, but it's very important to define and understand the column family concept when you design your HBase database and the table that you have as well. Because it's easier once you define the column family to add or remove cells as you move forward. So we have a certain commands. It's exactly like the relational database management system commands to query or create or update or delete. So we have a create command, which basically it's equivalent to the create table in T-SQL. We have also get, which equivalent to select. We have put, which basically equivalent to insert or update. So the key here, how it works, when if you write a put statement and the key for the column or the key for the record is basically exists in the table, so this will be an update statement. If it doesn't, it will be a new record. So this is how put works in both scenarios, either update or insert statement. Scan, it's also select statement, but with no word conditions. So this is how you, if you want to map, you know, create, update, select, delete, and you know, relational database management system, you also have HBase commands here, which is create, git, put, and scan. So also we have here the way to deal and create and manage and select and update statements within or tables within HBase is a tool called HBase Shell. So HBase Shell is a command line tool that you can run once you provision an HBase cluster in Azure. And once you run the HBase Shell, you will be able to execute any of these commands. It's really easy and straightforward to basically create tables, get, update, insert, delete within HBase tables. And also the HBase also has an API where you can use, basically you can use C#, you know, to, if you want to build any application that interacts with HBase as well. So think about if you want to build a .NET application that wants to create tables, update records in an HBase cluster, you have to know that we have an HBase C# API that you can use to basically, let's say, update record, insert record, or delete data from an HBase cluster as well. So also, if you have an HBase, database with tables and all the data you have there, and you want to use a kind of a SQL-like query to, you know, query the data within HBase, you can use Hive as well. So think about it. Hive is a very popular tool for a lot of, you know, Hadoop engineers because they're using it because it gives them, you know, an easy way to query the data that we have within HBase. So there's another way that even you can create external table that basically reference table within HBase database, and you'll be able easily to query this data is exactly like SQL statements. So what's Hive? So as we mentioned before, people love Hive because of the HiveQL, which is a query language similar to SQL. And Hive basically, it's a data warehouse system for Hadoop that basically allow you to do data summarization, query, and analysis for the data. But that people love HiveQL, which is the query tool for Hive. So people can easily, you know, query and do any analysis or summarization for the data that we have in HBase. So yes, Hive understand how to work with structured or semi-structured, such as text files as well. And even also Hive support the custom serializer or deserializer for complex structured data type. And also within Hive, you can define your own user-defined function as well. And also the user-defined function allows you to implement functionality or logic that's not easily modeled in HiveQL. So if you want to do any custom logic the same way how we do, you know, store procedure or function within SQL, you still can define or create user-defined functions in Hive as well. What's Storm? So basically, Apache Storm is a distributed open source computation system for Hadoop. If you want to do any data processing in real time with Hadoop, so people go with Storm. And Apache Storm and HD Insight allow you to create distributed real-time analytics solutions in Azure environment by using Apache Hadoop. So literally when you provision an Apache Storm cluster in Azure, you can process data that you have in real time in Hadoop. And also you can write components that are in C# or Java or Python, easy to scale up or down, and also it's easy to provision within Azure. And for your information, if you haven't had the chance to download the project templates, Visual Studio 2015 has templates for Apache Storm where you can easily, you know, create, you know, Apache Storm application, and within right click you can submit this application to an Apache Storm cluster. And we can have a demo by the end of this presentation how to use Apache Storm application in Visual Studio 2015. So Apache Storm components, so the way how Apache Storm application works is every Apache Storm application has a topology. And the topology is a graph of computation that processes streams. And the stream basically is an unbound collection of tuples. So think about it like when you connect to a data source or let's say your Facebook feed or Twitter feed. So that your Twitter feed or Facebook, you know, feed, that's called a stream, which is unbound collection of tuples. So the tuple, you know, it's basically the source for your Storm application. So the spout consumes the data from a data source and emits one or more streams. So think about the spout connect to the Facebook or connect to Twitter and basically emit data, you know, one or more as a stream. And then the Bolt, which basically think about it is the processing power within your Storm application, consume these streams and perform processing on tuples. So the spout connect your data source and emit streams, and basically the Bolt basically picks up these streams and basically process and execute, you know, logic that you write in Java or C Sharp. And you can have definitely more than one spout. You can have more than one Bolt within your Apache Storm topology as well. And Bolts are responsible for writing data to external storage. For example, you know, Q or HD inside HBase, Blob, or other data storage. So the numbers basically is the job tracker in Hadoop that basically distribute jobs, monitoring failure as well. So the most important thing you want to focus on if you are new to Apache Storm is the Apache Storm application contains a topology, which is a computation graph, and the topology is basically consists of spouts and bolts that the spout, you know, connect to your data sources and emits a stream of tuples, and the bolt picks up these tuple streams and then basically does and perform the processing, and then the result will be either you want to store it or show it or anything you want to do with it. It's basically your program logic will be in the bolts as well. What's Apache Spark? Apache Spark is the fast and general engine for large-scale data processing. So Spark is 100% faster than the Hadoop MapReduce and 10% faster on disk. So that's why a lot of you know, new application, new big data solution, they prefer to use Apache Spark than, you know, the MapReduce applications because it's faster. So even I recommend, if you are building a brand new data processing application, you know, in Hadoop, I prefer to use with Apache Spark because it's much faster. And also it gives you a lot of variety for languages that you can write your applications on. So you can use Java, Scala, Python, or R. So, and even you can do, you know, these, you know, applications through notebooks. So the Azure Add HD Insight gives you notebooks that basically allows you to write, you know, application in different programming languages. It also, if you see the screenshot that we have in the presentation, so within Apache Spark, Apache Spark comes with Spark SQL, which is the module on top of Apache Spark that allow you to write SQL-like queries for your data, and also you can do Spark streaming. We have also a machine learning library that you can use within Spark, and even we have a GraphX libraries. So these are all components within the Apache Spark. So that's why people love, you know, use Spark for different purposes, because within your application, you can add the machine learning library and you can do some machine learning. You can train models within machine learning. People love Spark SQL, so you can do a SQL-like querying for the data that you have within Spark. And even the Spark in memory computation capabilities is really fast. That's why people loved it. And make it a good choice for iterative algorithm in machine learning and graph computations. So definitely, you know, Spark also, you know, compatible with Azure Blob Storage. So even if you have any unstructured data that you have within Azure, you know, Blob Storage, you know, Spark can connect to it. Very easy to provision with an HD cluster. So here we have a demo on a Storm application that we are using in Visual Studio 2015. And we're going to see the structure of the Storm application and how to submit an application to a Storm cluster in HD Insight. This is a graphical representation of how the Storm application that we have in the demo works. So we have a paragraph that has a bunch of statements, and which basically the spout will basically read this paragraph. And then we have a collection of bolts that we call it a splitter that basically split statements. And then we have a collection of counter bolts as well. So we have the spout that basically emits statements. So these statements will be distributed, you know, to the splitter bolts, as you see on the first level. And then the splitter bolts will take each statement and then emits set of words to the counter bolts. So we're gonna have a splitter bolt and counter bolt, and we're gonna have the spout that basically emits statements. Let's jump to the Visual Studio. So if you have here, that you see here that we have the Word account application, that the first thing that you see you need to look at is the topology. So we're going to have the main entry point, and the main entry point basically, if we expand the main function, you're going to see that we are building, you know, on the topology of the Storm application. So we are saying we're going to build an application, a Storm application called word count. And this word count has a spout that basically we call the spout sentences, that basically emit sentences. And then we have also, we have the first set of bolts, which we call the splitter, that takes a statement and emits a set of words. And then we have also a counter bolt that basically takes these words and basically count the number of words that we have within the paragraph that we basically that basically spout, that basically emitting. So that's why you see that we have a class for the splitter, and we have a class for the spout, and we have a bolt as well. So let's go ahead first and go to the spout. So the spout, you will see here that we are defining a spout. The spout basically takes an array of statements, and this is the constructor of the spout that basically takes the statement and emits basically takes this paragraph and emits statements. And then you will see here, we basically here, this is how we can get a statement, and we send it to the bolt, to the splitter bolt. So this is the define, this is the class for the spout, and how it basically read the statement. And when it basically take the paragraph and then basically emits, a statements within the Storm application to the bolt. And then you will see that we have here the splitter. So the splitter, a bolt, has the implementation of taking the statement, basically, and then it emits the word, and so it split the statement by spaces, and then basically emits the word, and then these words are basically being sent or tasked to the counter bolt. So the counter bolt will be able to get these statements and check the counter of it, and if the basically in a key value pair. So if the word it's already exists, so we're just gonna add the counter. If it already exists, we're just gonna increment the counter by one. So, and here you will see that this is the structure of a Storm application that has a bunch of spouts, and basically we have here the splitter bolt and the counter bolt, and the program is the main entry. So the way how it works with the Storm application is you need to submit this Storm application to a Storm cluster. And the way to do this is very simple. You just right click on the project and click on submit to a Storm on HD Insight. But you have to make sure that you already have a cluster. So we haven't created a cluster yet. So let's go ahead to Azure portal and create an Apache Storm cluster. So I'm gonna go to my Azure portal. I'm gonna click on new, and then I will click on data and analytics, and I will see the HD Insight. So I'm gonna go ahead and click on HD Insight because I wanna create a Storm cluster. So I'm gonna call it Mustafa Storm 1. Make sure this is, a unique name. And then I'll be able to go ahead and click on the cluster type. So I can say I want to create a Storm because I want to submit my Storm application to this cluster. And then it gives you the flavor. Would you like to have the Storm cluster on Linux or Windows? So I'm gonna go with Windows for now. And then it gives you all the available versions. So I'm gonna go with the latest one, which it has the HDI 3.3. And then it gives you the subscription, the resource group, and then you can set the credentials. So usually this is the login for the remote access. So I'm gonna give it a password. So if I wanna access it. And then it has to match. So let's. Make sure it match the other one. and then we're gonna click on login password. So it matches. I will go ahead and click on select. So this is how I set the permission for the admin, and then here you can select the node pricing tiers. So first of all, we need to collect the data source. So here it tells you, do you want to create a new storage account? I said yes. So I will call it channel 9 HD Insight. Mustafa storage 1, and then the container will be the container for my cluster. So usually I give it the same name of the storage account. Yeah, feel free to call it any name for the container of your Hadoop cluster. Where is the location of this cluster? I'm good with East US. I'm gonna go ahead and click okay, and then once I'm done with these options, I'm just gonna go ahead and click on create. So node pricing tiers, I think I'm missing something. Yeah, so here I don't want with the number of nodes. I can go ahead, I just go ahead and click on 1. This is really what I need. I don't need really 4 nodes when I create something for development testing, but definitely you can create any number of nodes on HD Insight as well. So you can go ahead and click on OK. And then I can click on create. So once I click on create, you know, provisioning a Hadoop cluster, it takes up to 15 minutes. So once this is, you know, done, I will be able, you know, to jump from Visual Studio and I'll be able to submit the Storm application through Visual Studio 2015. So our Apache Storm cluster has been provisioned. So we're going to go ahead and we submit the word count application to the Apache Storm cluster that we have provisioned so far. So we're gonna right click on the project and click on submit to Storm on HD Insight. So it's gonna be directly populate any Storm cluster that you already have under your subscription. You see here in the top right corner, I already, you know, signed up with the account that I have on Azure. So that's why it already populated Mustafa Storm 1 cluster that we have provisioned earlier. And it will say the submission timeout 2 if there is any additional configuration I would like to do. But for now, we're just gonna go ahead and click on submit. So the cool thing, the whole process of building and deploying the word count application, you'll be able to see it on Visual Studio. You'll be able here to see that there's a compilation and the whole project has been zipped and has been published to Azure as well. And even when we go ahead and we try to look at our Storm cluster, you'll be able to see that this package has been submitted and you can see all the details through the Storm cluster that we have in Azure. So you see here that now we are in the process of submitting a topology. This means that the application has been submitted, basically deployed, and now we are provisioning the topology for the word count application. So you're gonna see here all the details. And if we jump and go ahead to the Storm application, so if we go here to the Azure portal, you will see that the app, you know, the HD Insight Storm cluster has been provisioned. And you can easily remote desktop to the application or click on the dashboard. So if you click on the dashboard, you'll be able to see everything that has been, you know, uploaded so far. And even you'll be able to see all the application and samples. And even you can here have all the tools that comes out of the box with HD Insight cluster on Azure. So once the application has been submitted to the Storm cluster, you will see here that Visual Studio has all the tools that you see to monitor and look at the process of the topology that you have created so far. So you will see here the topology name as exactly we put it in the code word count, and you will see here the worker number, the executor number, the task number, and you will see here the sentences, which is the spout. You can double click and you see the details of the spout. And you can go ahead back and click on the splitter bolt and see all the details for the bolt stats and all the information about the bolt. We can go back to the Storm topology and click on the counter, you know, and you see all the details of the counter bolt. So here, if you see, we didn't leave Visual Studio. So we developed the application, we submitted the application from Visual Studio. So the only thing we left the Visual Studio just to provision the Storm cluster. But once the Storm cluster, you know, is provisioned and you have access to it, you don't need to leave Visual Studio because you can see all the details, all the information, all the stats for all the spout and bolts that you have in your Storm application topology. Thank you for watching this video. Feel free to drop me a message if you have any question through my Twitter account @MustafaAlZoghbi or through my blog, MustafaAlZoghbi.com. Thank you.